Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. See what you got your hands in your little hands there, Maz.
Hey, buddy.
What's his name?
He's a little bit shy, isn't he?
He is.
Okay. You don't have to talk on the radio. It's fine.
That thing's creepy, man. I find that thing creepy as.
This is Finn.
Yes.
And Finn is our elf on the shelf at our house.
Look at him.
And he's popped into the radio studio today. Because I normally, normally he hangs at our house. But I was like, hey, buddy, when you come back in the morning, pop into the radio station. And you got here just in time.
He looks like one of those things that wherever I am in the room, he's looking at me.
Yeah.
Look at him looking at me.
Do you know why Finn has to keep a sharp eye on everybody in the room? Because Finn, our elf on the shelf, reports your behaviour straight to Santa. You want to make sure that you're behaving well when Finn's around so that you stay on the nice list.
When is Finn around? Is it from the 1st of December? Is it tomorrow?
So it's tomorrow that he just hangs out at our house all the time. But I did ask him to come from the North Pole a day early to pop into the radio studio to meet everybody this morning.
Well, there he is. All right. All right, elf on a shelf. It is a Monday. Look at him touch the mic there. Get away. Back off, kid. Back off. We want to do this. Because the rain is going to raid, 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 raid. And the hate is going to hate, 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 hate. Real hate, real hate. I feel like it's a love-hate thing with Elf on a Shelf with parents for some reason.
I am a huge fan, as you can tell, of the Elf on the Shelf, especially Finn, who's our house elf. But 131060, guys, I'd love to just know what you think of Elf on the Shelf because it does divide parents.
Yeah.
Do you love your little elf? Did you even know that Elf on the Shelf existed? I mean, if you didn't, get involved, team.
I saw some big ones at the shops. Is that where they come from, the shops?
Or they come from the North Pole, Gaundy.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you're right, the North Pole. The shop at the North Pole is where
I was. If you want to have an elf come to your house at Christmas time to watch the behaviour of your small children, you've got to directly call the North Pole and order from Santa an elf to come to your house, which is what we did a few years ago. Finn's been with our family for a few years now. Yeah.
Okay, and so for the other 11 months of the year, where's Finn hanging?
Finn in the North Pole,
Finn,
mate.
Sorry,
that's
Finn.
Where he lives. Right. He lives in the North Pole.
Right. Okay.
He comes to our house to check on the children's behaviour, reports back to Santa if they stay on the nice list, lots of presents. If they get put on the naughty list, maybe you're not going to get that bike.
Can
just
you
saying.
Turn him around? He's just looking at me weirdly. There, that's better.
Hey, buddy,
that's better.
It's okay.
All right, 131060, rate or hate for a Monday morning. Elf on a shelf.
Yeah. Do you love him? Do you hate him?
This will fire up the... You're consumed by that thing. Look at it.
I love Finn. He's like an extra little family member. It's like having part of my family on the show this morning.
Can you move his hands as well? Because he's touching his...
He's covering it.
Oh,
because the elf suit's quite tight.
It is. Cause the rain is gonna raid, 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 raid. And the hate is gonna hate, 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 hate. Real hate, real hate.
Gaundy and Maz and Finn, who's our little elf on the shelf that visits our home every December. And Finn is really a part of our family. He loves hiding in the fridge. So funny.
How does Finn feel about us doing a rate or hate while he sits here and listens to our callers?
Finn has a thick skin, and
that's
so he's really happy to just be talking to all the other elf families on 131060 this morning.
All right, we're doing a rate or hate on Elf on a Shelf because it fires families up, I feel, over the last few years.
It divides parents for sure.
Divides them big time.
Yeah,
Let's go to Karina in Port Macquarie. Morning, Karina.
Good morning.
How do you feel about Elf on the Shelf?
Well, I hate it, but my children love it. It scares the life out of me.
So creepy.
He's
so creepy. Yeah, I've woken up in the middle of the night, come out and got a drink of water and forgotten that he would be there and scream.
Yep, I gotcha. And they're really, they're sneaky, the elves, aren't they? Because they're so tiny.
He watches me. Yeah.
Yes.
Our elf actually had an incident last year where a friend of mine...
Is he okay?
Came to... Well, they had a baby. We had a baby as well. Yeah. Yeah. So So that's a whole new level of Elf on the Shelf when you have two elves and a baby to look after.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a lot of moving parts in your home, Karina.
All right. So that's one for, well, which one do we take there?
Because she said hate, but she love. Did say hate.
Yeah.
It's okay, Finn. It's not directed at you, buddy.
For the kid, rates.
I mean, little elf ears are listening. Let's remember that, guys.
Do you think this is going to be a common thread where parents hate but kids rate?
I
guess we'll find out.
Love Finn, my elf on the shelf.
Let's go to Mitchell.
And I'm a parent.
Paul Macquarie, rate or hate Elf on a Shelf?
I absolutely hate it.
Oh, no. Do you have? Are you an elf family, Mitchell?
We are an elf family. Okay. My wife loves it.
Yes,
but
she
I can't
does.
Stand it.
And do you have kids?
I do.
Okay, great. And how do the kids love your family elf?
They absolutely love Snowy.
Snowy. What? Why don't you like Snowy, Mitchell?
Just don't like it.
You just is it the eyes? Is it because Snowy's always watching you?
Yeah, I don't like being watched.
No. But that's their job, Mitchell. Snowy has to report on the family's behaviour back to the North Pole. You know that, right?
I'm always a bad boy. Oh.
Mitch, why don't you hide Snowy for good somewhere, like in the bin?
Talking about?
Oh,
about
I've that? Tried. Don't worry.
He's tried. I don't know. I'm just trying to help him out there, Mitch.
Snowy would never choose to hide in a bin. That's a silly place for an elf to hide.
Let's go to Jasmine in Coffs on 131060. Rate or hate for Elf on a Shelf, Jazz?
I love him.
Love.
Yes. What's your elf's name?
Our elf's called Max. I've literally just had the girl, like I've got three girls and I've had the girls talk about it all weekend. They've been on a countdown and morning. They were just like, oh my God, it's one more sleep, Mum.
And so does Max rocks up to your place on the North Pole on the 1st of December as well? That's a pretty common date for the elves to all sort of migrate from the North Pole to the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, he does. And then usually on the 24th, he sends a letter back to the girls and saying how good they were and he leaves a little present for them. Very interesting mischief.
Max is a very educated elf. I don't think Finn knows how to read and write. That's our elf. He's sitting here with me in the studio right now.
Oh,
that's cool that Maxi sends a letter to the girls.
Busy, busy.
Yeah,
that's great.
And who gets to decide?
But he loves their underwear at the moment because he loves throwing underwear all over our Christmas
tree. Does
he?
Oh, what a joker. You got a joker elf in your house.
Yes, we do. But he does freak you out a bit as
sometimes
other people are saying.
He doesn't get into your underwear drawer, does he, Jazz?
Not that kind of elf.
I don't know.
Okay,
I hope not.
Double checking. And who decides on the name of these?
The elves name themselves.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, the elves, when they present to your house for the very first time, they explain who they are.
It's not like a dog or something, is it,
Jazz? No. Like the elf comes with their own name.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't name Finn. Finn came to our house and was like, hey, guys, I'm Finn.
Let's go to Georgie, who's 11 years old. Morning, Georgie.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart. Do you have an elf at your house?
Last year we had three, but now we have four.
Amazing. What are all the elves' names at your house?
Wumbles, Candy, Cane, and Crumbles.
Candy, Cane, and Crumble.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And Rumble.
And Rumble.
Yeah.
If they all, does the Candy, Cane, and Crumble elves, do their names start with the letter C or the letter K?
The letter C.
The letter C.
And
so you could be doing a Kardashian theme there. That could be the Kardashian elf
version.
Family, which I'm not familiar with if they have any. But
and Georgie, are you rating or hating all four of these elves?
You
do you love them
elves,
or do they creep? You love them.
Who's your favourite elf, Georgie?
Probably Wumbles because he's been in our family since I was one.
Yeah. The original.
You guys have some solid history behind you there, don't you? 10 years together.
Mum completely hates them though, so that's fair. Love them because
Which elf does your mum hate the most? Do you know?
Probably Wumbles because they drew makeup onto Mum and Dad's face when they were asleep.
Oh. Did they really?
Jeez, they're jokesters, aren't they?
Wow, they get up to so much mischief, the elves. Oh.
Georgie, Merry Christmas.
The
they're going to be in your house from tomorrow, I believe. Is that right? They're going to sneak into the house?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you can't wait.
Four elves in one house. That's a lot of elves to look after.
It is. I feel like we need to call it and say it's a rate from the kids.
Oh, my gosh. It's 1,000% rate from the kids.
And from the parents?
Well, I'm a parent and I love Finn, so I don't think it's a unanimous hate.
I think we had a couple of hates from the parents there.
Gondi and Maz.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., the fight yesterday. So, this was everywhere, wasn't it?
So this was an exhibition match because these two characters are now in their 50s, 50 plus, boxing away in the boxing ring. And from what I've read anyway, there's outrage that it was ruled a draw. Well, there was no winner declared.
It's an exhibition match. There's a lot of talk that was sort of pre-chosen before the fight. Like they weren't allowed to knock each other out. A lot of T's and C's into the fight. But a lot of people also say they feel like Mike Tyson won. This is what they both had to say after the fight.
Mr. Tyson, what do you think of that?
I'm good with that.
You think you won the fight?
Yeah, but I'm good with a draw.
Why?
Because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
All right, we'll be back to you in a second. You happy with this draw?
Hell no. I ain't never said if I would draw. I wear draws. I don't do draws. I like it. But the dude is so strong, man. Everything hurts.
Everything hurts when you're 50.
I love that. He's like, I wear draws. Yeah. I don't do draws.
The star of the show was Snoop Dogg, I feel. This was him commentating a bit of the fight yesterday. Take a listen to Snoop.
Singing Mike Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr. Snoop.
This like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
get your uncle out of there. Get him out.
You go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of Come on.
Come on.
I love it. Snoop Dogg's there as well.
He was fired up.
I mean, he's got a bit. Is he pushing 50? What is this?
I couldn't believe. I found out this morning he's 49. I thought Snoop was like 60 something for some reason.
He's been around for a long time.
But look, there's one man who claims to be Mike Tyson's number one fan, and he's a guy that we have on this show very regularly. Mm. His name is Javen. What you doing? The Wolf of West Street, Jaben Ryan.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Maz and Gondi, good morning.
Hello, man.
Jaben, I did not know that you were Mike Tyson's number one fan, but apparently you really like the dude.
I've got merch. I've got photos with him, you know. I'll send them to you.
No, that's fine. I believe you. Okay. You don't have to.
That's all right.
Jeez, you look young in that photo of Mike Tyson that you posted yesterday, didn't you? Look, half your size you are now.
Yeah. Oh, beg your pardon?
Well, you look like he's about...
There's going to be Gondi versus Jaben round two.
Here we go. Hello.
Get us in a
ring.
There it is. No, look, so you're a big fan. You watched the fight yesterday?
I did. I watched it. I was pumped. I was. I think anything to do with the Tyson fight's always the lead up because a lot of his fights in the future, let's say when he's in his 20s and 30s, only last for about a minute or two. Now he's 54. He can do 8 rounds.
Oh, I was about to say, so you know exactly how many rounds it lasted because you pay attention to these things, don't you, when you're somebody's biggest fan?
Absolutely, attention to detail.
Well, look.
You should know that better than anyone.
We've got some Mike Tyson questions for you just to put to the test how big of a fan you are because you have claimed it to me this week that you're his biggest fan. What happened yesterday? I thought we were meant to watch the fight together. I didn't hear from you. I thought you ended up just putting up your Christmas tree with your girlfriend. Yeah, I thought you ditched me for that.
Firstly, I got dragged through the shops to buy a Christmas decoration.
Right.
And it was 41 degrees and then I hate people. So I'm just like, I'm paying for myself to just
see why you guys are mates. I guess. That checks out.
No time for small talk. No time for small talk at the shops.
Oh, dear.
All right. Here's a couple of Mike Tyson questions for you, man. We're going to put you to the test. Do the honours, Maz. Kick us off with the first one.
All right.
One.
Well, what division did Mike Tyson fight in?
Heavyweight, come on, guys, warm
okay.
up.
Right. What year did he retire?
Oh, I'm gonna go. Would have to be 2003.
Come on, you're his biggest fan. That is wrong.
Mate, 2006.
Yeah, well, okay. I knew it was 15 years. My maths isn't that good.
Your maths is terrible. Don't you work with numbers? In real estate.
In real estate. Yeah, he just talks money, not
Don't
numbers.
Buy
That's all
a house
it is.
From Shape and
calculators. Cheese.
If you're his biggest fan, what is Mike Tyson's middle name?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. Biggest fan, you said. Number one fan.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I don't know his middle name.
Is not correct. It is Gerard.
It's Gerard. That's the nerdiest middle name. Like, no offense to all the Gerards out there, but Mike Gerard Tyson?
I love it.
He doesn't sound like a boxer when you say his full name.
Yeah, that's why they need. That's why he's Iron Mike Tyson. You can't go Michael
Iron
Gerard
Mike
Tyson.
Well, that gets us on to the next one, Maz. We want all three of his nicknames. You've already given us Iron Mike. Yeah. What are the other two?
What are the other two?
The baddest man on the planet.
Yes.
Yep.
And Kid Courage. Not Kid Courageous. Kid Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite. Yeah, James. Well done.
Definitely not Kid Courageous. The pop punk band that shot to fame in 2004.
Yeah, one of the great songs. Is she really going out with him with Beck Hewitt in the film?
Oh, that is great.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
First, you got the first one right, the next two wrong, and then you got another one right. So you've got a win here.
You've got to do a tiebreaker with yourself.
That's right.
That's how
I don't have split personality, so that can work.
Okay,
so this is for the win, is it, Maz? Which one would we like to do? I think we all know the Mike Tyson. He bit off Evander Holyfield's ear. We all know that's one of the biggest moments in Mike Tyson's career.
That did happen. Yeah. What do you remember reading about that?
Year did that happen?
What year did he bite off the ear? Putting the ear in year.
This is for the win, Jaben. If you get this, I will call you Mike Tyson's biggest fan. If not,
I don't think he came it's back a bust. After the ear. So he's got to, it's got to be, I'm going to go, that might have been 2002.
He's gone 2002.
Again, numbers not your strong suit, buddy.
Much earlier than that, mate. It was in the 90s.
I knew it was 98.
Oh, yeah, 97.
97?
I knew it was 97.
Oh, two from five, man. Two from five.
Good on you, buddy.
Come on, James.
I genuinely did not know that you were such a huge fan, dude. But, like, good on you for loving things.
I do like him. I was a little ashamed of him because you know who used to come out with that fire and that intensity?
Yes.
That's what he used to come out for. That's what everyone wanted, I thought. But then after having Snoop Dogg blazing up for 10 minutes, I think he came out with the munchies.
I think everyone at the show did yesterday.
Seriously.
Jades, good on you, man.
Thanks, dude. Have a great day, mate.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.
How could you do this?
Hey, look, you shove off.
Shut up, Kylie. He's two-timing us.
No, you're just jealous.
Grow up. I was in love with the guy.
Why don't you go, Kylie?
What?
Catch up with you later.
After you see number three, right? Were you going out with Sarah? You creep! Scumbag!
Well, it's what the people have been waiting for, Maz.
Is it?
Yeah, they've been waiting. We've been waiting. I'm excited for this.
Okay, so we have gotten some of the cast of Heartbreak High back together. I played a guest role of Kylie, and we have Simon Linden, who guest starred as JJ on the show, and we have Natalie Roy, or Natalie Harding now, who was on the show as a permanent character called Sarah. And this is the scene that we were involved in 1997. I believe it went to air on August the 27th. Sarah and JJ are falling in love with each other on the show. JJ is actually from prison doing day releases, the gardener at Hartley High. And Sarah is attracted to bad boys. JJ hurts his hand doing some sort of gardening, something or other. And this is the scene where JJ's secretly hooking up with Kylie, that's me, on a couch. I'm wearing a leather jacket. And Sarah walks in to bust us making out on the couch together. And
I'm the director here. I'm going to call it. And action.
Hello, JJ.
Sarah, what are you doing here?
I came because I was worried about your hand.
It's fine.
Oh, I can see that. How could you do this?
Hey, what? Just shove off.
Shut up, Kylie. He's two-timing us.
No, you're just jealous.
Oh, grow up. I was in love with the guy.
Why don't you just go, Kylie?
What?
I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. After number three, right?
Were you going out with Sarah? You creep, you scumbag!
JJ, what did you think you were doing?
Not what it is.
Never is, though, is it?
And scene!
Well done, guys.
Guys!
Amazing.
It took me back to 1997.
I think my heart's broken again.
Oh,
thanks, Simon.
Honey. just so many great memories.
It's a pretty lame response, though, isn't it? It's not what it seems. I mean, we're kissing.
Yeah. I also do like the fact that I got to say creep and scumbag.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like I like that I get to say to you, grow up.
Grow up. Well, I have, babe. We're in our 40s now. I truly, truly appreciate you guys setting time aside. This is like one of my little pipe dreams that has come true. Aww. So I really, and it's really nice to see you both doing so well. I think we've all aged really gracefully. I think we look great.
You guys certainly have.
You look great, you too, Simon. Honestly.
Guys, thank you so much for doing that for us. It is on Netflix, Heartbreak High.
Oh, my gosh.
Exciting.
I just.
Nice to see you both.
Thanks, Maz, and thanks, Gawndy. It's been just, it's hilariously awesome. So thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
You ready? Gawndy and Maz, the Hit Break the Show.